During President Reagan's second term, there came a moment when he began to temper his evil empire rhetoric as he reached out to Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev to control the threat of nuclear arms.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Covering the president's visit to Moscow in 1988, I marveled at the way that he and Gorbachev worked the crowd in Red Square. Asked what had happened to the evil empire, Mr. Reagan said, "Not anymore." President Bush may be at the start of some similar kind of epiphany, tempering his go-it-alone instincts and his reliance on America's power. On his trip to Asia and Australia, Mr. Bush had a relaxed chat with reporters on Air Force One. He spoke of North Korea and Iran, those charter members of the Axis of Evil, with no suggestion of menace. He welcomed China, Russia, and Japan as partners in persuading North Korea to give up its nuclear potential. And similarly, he praised Britain, France, and Germany for inducing Iran to come clean on its nuclear activities. "I've been saying all along," the president said, "that not every policy issue needs to be dealt with by force. There are ways to achieve common objectives, and this is a common objective." I don't recall his saying that all along, but never mind. He was striking an interesting new note of "we're all in this together." How to account for this? Well, Mr. Bush's recent travels must have brought home to him how widely America is scorned and resented. The Iraq Donors Conference in Madrid must have brought home how urgently America needs financial help. And a leaked memo by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld must have made the president realize that the burden of Iraq is more crushing than originally thought, and the fact that the war against terrorism has so far yielded only mixed results. "The need remains," said the Rumsfeld memo, "for a broad, integrated plan to stop the next generation of terrorists. And so it may be time to take down the sign on the aircraft carrier that greeted President Bush on May 1st. Mission accomplished." This is Daniel Shore.